broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
If that was a white fighter and probably even a black fighter.
I think it's cultural. These people are ready to be led by the nose, and they're being led.
In some recent TV interviews that everything was in the police report. But
I'll tell you what, the galleries couldn't be nicer. I mean, it was just incredible.
I think he needs to stick to three-point shooting.
I forgot he was black tonight.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass, we take you each and every night into a whole other world, man. A place where most talk shows, in fact, no other talk show will take you. And this hour, we've got Tiger Woods on the brain, man, as everybody does. We have Tiger Woods, and we will talk about Tiger Woods with Larry Grover of the Kern County, Conservatives of Kern County, and he'll be joining us here in just a moment. I want to remind you that our website is philhenryshow.com, and if you go over there, you can hear and see a video cast each and every night, as well as the live streaming audio of our show, philhenryshow.com. There's also archives. There's also downloads of the show each day. There's a five-day video archive. As well as years and years and years of radio show archives. It is the largest repository for any single radio show in the world, man. We are like, we're pioneering this as we go. Because we've got full shows, not bits. Well, here's a funny thing we did on the morning show today. No, this is the whole shows going back years and years and years of this, dare we say, groundbreaking radio show. So check it out, philhenryshow.com. Larry Grover on the line here from Culver City, California, to talk a little bit about the, maybe more than a little bit, about the return of Tiger Woods to the professional golf scene. And Larry, we thank you very much for joining us. We're going to listen to a little bit of audio, though, okay?
I want to congratulate Tiger Woods for returning to the Masters. We are looking very much forward to seeing him playing this weekend, and I will tell you, as a man who believes in people getting a second chance, I'm happy to see this young man who has, like all of our young people, he has been bombarded with all kinds of destructive imagery.
All right, hold on for just a minute, Larry. Let's listen to Tiger Woods. He spoke to the press today at a presser that they had for the Masters tournament. Here is Tiger Woods. He said he was pleasantly surprised by how well the fans treated him during his practice round on Monday.
I'll tell you what, the galleries couldn't be nicer. I mean, it was just incredible. And the encouragement that I got, and it was just, it blew me away, to be honest with you. It really did. And, the people here over the years, I know they're extremely respectful, but today was just something that really touched my heart pretty good.
Here is Tiger Woods now talking to a reporter about his injuries after that Thanksgiving night car crash.
In some recent TV interviews that everything was in the police report, but the police report didn't contain what was it about the injuries that sent you to the hospital. Can you tell us what they were?
Yeah, I had a busted up lip and a pretty sore neck, and that was it.
And secondly, in the
that required, actually, five stitches in my lip.
In the 5 weeks from the accident until you went into therapy, why didn't you speak to the police, any of your corporate sponsors, any of the media that have covered you year-round?
Well, I did everything to the letter of the law. My lawyer said gave me the advice, and I followed that advice. And, I did everything to the letter of the law.
Well, Larry, there is Tiger Woods, and as we get ready to watch him, does it look to you like people are pretty well past this and want to forgive him?
I hope so, Phil, because I think it would be only the right thing to do. As a conservative, politically, that also makes me a family values advocate. And as a family values advocate, I'm also an individual who believes very much in the traditional Judeo-Christian ethic in our country, and I am an individual who believes that people do get a second chance. Now, in the case of a Tiger Woods, I think most especially you give a young man a second chance because, like all of our young people, Tiger Woods is subjected to and will continue to be subjected to imagery, advertising, music, movies, television, that's going to influence a young man. as it did influence Tiger Woods. So let's remember who we're talking about here, and let's remember that we are again, we have an entire generation. Tiger Woods isn't the only one. All of our kids, I think, need not only our discipline, but all of our kids as well need our understanding, and they need to be protected more than anything else, Phil, from what is out there, or something even more tragic happens. You can see what happened to this poor little girl in Massachusetts. You can see what happened to the poor kid, other young people who have taken their lives. Do we want that to happen to a Tiger Woods? No, we don't. Do we need to make sure that all of our young people behave properly? Yes, we do. But we certainly don't want to lean on them so much that they do something drastic, such as this poor child, and eventually take their life. So I'm so grateful to see that he has come back.
Well, I don't think that Tiger Woods was in any danger of doing that, do you think?
I don't think so either, but you never know. I mean, you ask yourself the question, look at the way people are talking about him. Look at the way people are treating him. He made mistakes, but young people make mistakes. And when did we forget that we were at one time young? When did we forget that we were young people once? And again, Phil, the temptation is everywhere.
We're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You say the temptation is out there and everywhere for young people. And we're talking about young people, you know.
Well, I'm talking about those of us who are 25 years of age, 26 years of age or younger. We don't want those kids acting out as Tiger did. We don't want them acting out as other young people like Tiger Woods or whoever you want to mention. They're going to act out, and they're going to do something destructive. Here's a young man who has never been married before. He doesn't know what it's like to have a child or a wife or own a home. We push kids into this so rapidly that they naturally they get scared and they look for an escape.
Do you think that was Tiger Woods? He was scared?
I think any kid faced with the decisions that he was faced with the options that were forced in front of him. It's not like he asked for it.
His success in golf, he wanted to have success in golf.
Well, he wanted to have success in golf, but he's a successful golfer, but he's still a young person who's going to, he's not going to react as intelligently or smartly to a lot of decisions as an adult will. And so you find Tiger Woods the young man, and you find Tiger Woods the great golfer. Let's remember that he is a great golfer, but he's also a young man. And again, I can give you examples of the kind of sexual...
All right, well, let me just interrupt you, because this is where I want to go. You mentioned a society that bombards all of us with sexual imagery, and you're saying that is, at least in part, what caused Tiger Woods to behave the way he did. Now, I would ask you, what about personal responsibility?
Well, personal responsibility, Phil, is important when we are talking about fully developed adults. But again, when you're talking about Tiger Woods, when you're talking about the poor little girl in Massachusetts, when you're talking about our kids, you're talking about our young people who need our help in developing their personalities and need our help in making their decisions. So it's different. Personal responsibility is important for you, and personal responsibility is important for me, and personal responsibility, I suspect, is important for every one of the people that are listening to your broadcast this evening. But we're adults, and Tiger Woods is still a young man who is finding his way.
Well, he's an adult as well.
He's an adult, yes, but he's a young, he's a guy of 25 or 26. When you're talking about working your way into adulthood, he hasn't been given that chance.
You were talking about earlier about the sexualization of advertising and the hypocrisy of the media. Can you give me an idea of what you meant? Because you had brought up an example from Fox.
Well, on Fox television, I saw an example exactly what I'm talking about. Here's a medium, a network that's supposed to be a family-friendly news channel, a conservative news channel, and a news channel that apparently is reflects conservative family values. They even have the Sarah Palin show, and yet here's the advertisement that I saw for Greta Van Susteren. Watch Greta tonight as she takes on Harry Reid. Clearly, sexually charged advertising. The verbiage aimed at a younger demographic, that is aimed at a Tiger Woods.
What you're saying that is sexually charged?
Yes, it is, because I know that in you're thinking as she interviews Harry Reid, but the wording is as Greta takes on Harry Reid. That is a very explicit, well-known phrase in pornography in adult films. And Fox News is not above using it to promote a show like Greta Van Susteren's.
Meaning that she's... Are you saying that phrase has a sexual...
It's sexually charged, yes. No, obviously not. That's not going to happen. When they say that Greta Van Susteren takes on Harry Reid, you don't have to, watch a whole lot of pornography to know what that means.
And so Tiger Woods is one of many young people who's subjected to the kind of sexually charged advertising. I understand all of that, what you're saying. But you certainly are not saying that he is completely above reproach. I mean, he's a man with a wife.
Well, he's a young man with a wife.
But he's an adult.
When you say he's an adult, he's a kid. Phil, yeah, he's a kid. He's just a kid. And all of our kids have got to be protected. When we victimize our kids, as they did the little girl in Massachusetts, as they did Tiger Woods, as they do the young man who got beaten up there in I think it was in Oregon or in Kansas, we look at these young people as they're our charge. And when they're victimized, we're victimized. And I think when Tiger Woods is victimized, even though we don't know him, when he was victimized, we're victimized.
All right, Larry Grover joins us. Larry is with Conservatives of Kern County. We're talking about Tiger Woods. His coming back from this scandal that Larry seems to think Tiger is, he's just a young man who has been victimized. 877-876-PHIL. Has he? And... Fox News, is he making a big deal out of Greta Van Susteren takes on Harry Reid? He seems to think that is a, quote, sexually charged phrase. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Phil. Larry, in speaking with you, we're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. You're talking about Tiger Woods as a victim here, and I suspect that people might not, I don't know who you've said that to, that people might not necessarily take that as a good thing or agree with you.
Well, it never occurred to me. You talk about people agreeing with me.
Well, I think that when a man has as much money as he has, a beautiful wife, and he almost throws it away with all of these affairs that he's having.
Well, you're not listening to what I'm saying. With all respect, though, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying young people are going to do this. And
well, you say he's young. Are you saying that he is so young that he is not responsible for what he does?
I think that once everybody needs to be corrected, even a child needs to be corrected. Yeah, a baby that would put its hand into a fire needs to be corrected. But when did we forget that Tiger Woods is just a kid?
How much of a kid is he, though, when he's got all that money and the home?
Oh, so money is what makes you an adult? I didn't know that. And a home is what makes you an adult?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Well, that's what you're implying. You're saying that because Tiger Woods has money, he is an adult. And let's not forget something else. He comes from a poor family. He comes from a very impoverished background. And he comes from, he comes from circumstances you and I could never, ever imagine. You can correct behavior, but for someone under the age of 25 or young people, as we were talking about, I think what we need to do is understand them. They can't fight back against the influence of the sexualized media. They can't fight back against some... think about this. Here's a kid who's out there on the...
When you say he can't fight back...
Hold on. I want to make a point here.
But when you say he can't fight back, what's the... I mean, all he has to do is say no.
Hold on. I want to make a point. When you're a young man and you're out there on the golf tour and you have a woman who has obvious designs, she is going to use her sexual wiles, she's going to use her sexual personality and her sexual talents to exploit and eventually demean you, utilizing the information that she gains from this sexual encounter to manipulate you, both financially as well as personally. When this happens, let me ask you something. Are you telling me you don't feel sorry for that individual?
I don't feel sorry for... Are you talking about Tiger Woods?
Yes, I'm talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about the fact that Tiger Woods has been manipulated in a series of sexual... encounters by women who had...
Well, see, what you're doing now, man, is this is not even about the... See, I thought we had gotten past this. This is not even about Tiger Woods' responsibility. You're getting into this manipulation thing, right?
What do you mean manipulation thing?
You're getting into this stuff about how he was worked on by these women.
No, I'm saying that he's a young man. You're forgetting how young he is. He's a kid. I'm not saying that Tiger Woods... I'm not saying that Tiger Woods, Phil, was simply manipulated by women using their sex. He's a punk kid. He barely knows what he's got.
And a punk kid?
Yes, yes.
I don't know, man. You know, when...
Well, what don't you know?
Well, when you say that Tiger Woods is a punk kid, you're basically saying he doesn't have any information about life. No information about women, no information about anything.
I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. You are leaving him completely without any responsibility or culpability in any of this.
No, I'm not. I'm saying to you that Tiger Woods eventually is going to learn his lesson, right? But he's a punk kid, and I don't know how much you can punish a kid when he doesn't know anything about life.
877-876-PHIL.
You sound depressed. What's the matter?
Nothing you're saying makes any sense to me. It doesn't even sound like it's part of the reality that I know. Here is Seth. I believe it is on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Seth.
Yes, sir. I don't agree with the fact that that Tiger's age would have anything to do with it. I mean, to say the fact that he doesn't know right from wrong, which everybody knows to go out and cheat on your wife, is clearly wrong. And to say it's due to his inexperience in life or the fact that he's young, and to also try and scapegoat the media and saying, yeah, I mean, the media puts smut out a lot of times, and that smut's everywhere, but that doesn't give you the right to say, oh, well, he's young and influenced by the media. I mean, that's just an excuse. That's all that is.
Well, you know, look at our young people everywhere, Seth. The television and the film, that the filth that they've got to watch. Don't you feel sorry for them?
No, I mean, I'm only 23 years old, and I can say that my life experiences have made me a little bit mature than what people have, because I've been in the military.
Well, you're old enough,
I'm a police officer.
Yes, sir, but you're old enough. I'm talking about Tiger Woods.
Right, and I'm saying Tiger Woods is older than I am, and you can't say that, oh, he's a young person, he just made a, you know, he made an intelligent decision because the media fills his mind with too much bad stuff. That's an excuse. He knew, well, he knows right from wrong, just like I know right from wrong, just like you know right from wrong. And, you know, to say that he, that oh, well, he's too young to understand what he's doing is you know, BS.
All right. That's a good point, Seth. All right, let's. We'll be back here with Larry Grover. Tiger Woods, is he too young? Is it just the fact that he's a young man? The Phil Henry Show, back with more from Larry Grover.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil, back with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County. We talk about Tiger Woods. Well, he's mature enough, and we've been talking about his maturity.
The young man that I just talked to, Phil.
The Seth?
Yeah, the young man in Houston. He said he was a police officer.
Right.
All right. He didn't understand. He said that Tiger Woods was older than him. Well, he's a police officer, and he was in the Army.
Tiger Woods is older. He was 23.
Well, no, but 23 doesn't mean anything. That young man was in the Army. He's a police officer. He's older than Tiger Woods. All right. So Tiger Woods could be whatever he is, 26, 27, and that guy's 23. He is, in fact, older than Tiger Woods. And that's what I mean. He needs to understand, that young man and other people like him need to understand, Tiger Woods is simply not as old as they are, and he doesn't understand what they understand, especially coming from his background and coming from his youth. And
his youth, even though that police officer was younger than him.
You're talking chronologically.
In physical age, yeah.
No, that doesn't make any difference, is what I'm trying to say to you. It doesn't matter. He's a police officer. He is a former military man. He is years, light years older than Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is a punk kid who didn't know what he was getting into. Got in well over his head, and he got in the parlance of the day, he got his rear end handed to him. And we can, and what we failed to do was to protect him, as we should protect all of our kids. That's my point.
Well, I don't know how we're going to protect him.
We protect him by not exposing him to the same things we expose the other kids to. And I mentioned, like, Fox News with Greta Van Susteren takes on Harry Reid. Why do they have to use a sexually charged phrase like that? Why can't they just say Greta Van Susteren interviews Harry Reid? No, she takes him on like it's behind a green door.
All right, I don't know, is that a...
That was an adult film, yeah.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Boy, I don't hear it, but anyway, here is John. You're on the Phil Henry Show, John in Milford, New Hampshire. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Larry, Phil?
Good.
Guys, Larry, I got to kind of take exception with your assumption of Tiger Woods' age. He's like 32. He's not 25 or 6.
No, but I'm saying that he is younger than he is a young person.
He's 32.
I understand that. You impressed with that?
Well, no, I'm just telling you he's not 25 or 26, and to refer to a...
No, but he was young. He's younger. I just talked to a police officer who's 23. He's young. He's actually wrong. He's 35. But the fact is, the police officer is older than him.
Because why? Because he's a cop?
Tiger's 35.
Yes, he is. But
yeah, he's a grown man. He's a grown man.
Not compared to... You think he's a grown man compared to you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? You think he's older than you?
Yeah, I know he is.
So therefore, he is more mature than you, so he's a better man than you.
I don't know if he's more mature because
yeah.
I would...
There you go. That's my
wife.
Whole point. That's my
but
whole point.
He has
That's
a lot
my
of
point.
Life experiences that a lot of us have never been through in our lives, and you're
no,
understanding about
he,
him
he's a punk kid.
From, a, from a poor environment is a little stretching it, too. I don't know too many four-year-old kids who are on Johnny Carson and out on 18 holes of golf every day golfing.
Does that mean you're rich? Does that mean you're rich because you're on Johnny Carson?
It doesn't mean you're poor. It doesn't mean you're poor.
There are plenty of poor people on television. What are you talking about? Plenty of poor people on TV.
Yeah, on the news. They're not.
They've never been guests on a TV show? What kind of a simple-minded guy? Where'd you get this guy?
What do you mean? He's asking a question.
What do you mean, simple-minded guy? You're saying that poor people are not guests on TV shows.
I don't consider Tiger poor. Never was poor. He grew up playing a game that is very expensive to play.
Cops mature faster than athletes. That's what I'm saying. What do you do for a living? Are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop, and I'm not a golfer either.
You're laughing, and of course, I don't know anybody that likes to be laughed at. I don't like to be laughed at.
Well, Larry, what's funny about it is that you're saying...
This guy was laughing at me.
Well, he's laughing because you're saying... I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, John. Go ahead.
I'm laughing, Larry, because you're kind of stretching Tiger into, like, infancy when he is a grown man with children of his own.
I understand all of that, but I'm saying that as a human being, he's a punk kid. He doesn't know which end is up.
So are you saying Tim wrong?
Do you recall the little girl that killed... You're in New England, so you know this poor little child that killed herself, right?
Yeah, don't even compare the two. That's awful that you're even...
Well, I'm saying, do you want to see another one?
Well, that's the... Saying that Tiger
like
Woods
12.
Is the same as her?
Tiger Woods is vulnerable the way she is, yes.
That is ridiculous, man.
She's 12.
That's ridiculous.
Apparently. So you started out, Mr. Henry, agreeing with me, and now you don't?
No, I wanted to hear what you had to say, but I don't know that... I don't know that you can make those comparisons. John, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Robert in Abilene, Texas. Robert, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Thank you very
much.
What do
you mean, cops?
You know, I'm 31 years old. I've been married for 12 and a half years. I came from a poor upbringing, and I don't see how that excuses what he did.
Well, no. You're far older than he is. So I'm saying to you, Robert, and myself and others, we have to look at a Tiger Woods as a young person that needs our help, not our anger.
Okay, well, how do you know he's far older than I am? I hadn't even said how old I am yet.
You said you were 31.
Yeah, 31. Okay.
Right.
So
what did I get?
How old is Tiger?
He's 32? No, 31.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said Tiger Woods is 31, and that's way younger than you.
How old? I couldn't hear. Did you hear him? I'm sorry, Robert. Did you hear him?
No, I didn't.
How old is he?
Robert's 31.
How old is Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods is 31.
Is what?
31.
31. Same exact age.
No. I didn't say 31. I said...
You know, your phone's breaking up. I can look up how old he is. It says here he's 35.
Well, that's way younger than this man here.
In Wikipedia, it says he's 35 years old. What do you mean, way younger?
This man grew up poor. He's got a family. Robert, you're an adult compared to Tiger Woods.
You know what I mean?
You're
making excuses for him. I mean, it's...
No, I'm saying that you are an adult... Tiger's physical age is different from his mental age.
Well, now, what does that mean, that Tiger's physical age is different? What is that supposed to mean, that Tiger's physical age is different from his mental age?
Physically, he's 35. Mentally, he's young. He's a child. And what do we give children? What do we give them, Mr. Henry? You know, you were a father.
You give children education.
Well, you do that, but what else?
You give them love.
You protect them. Yeah, you give them love and support and protection.
What else?
I don't know what you mean.
Don't you give them candy and don't you give them rides on ponies and stuff?
What's that got to do with... Are you telling me Tiger Woods needs candy and a ride on a pony?
I'm telling you that See, here's another guy that laughs. Our country is worthless. Our country's worthless unless we can understand these basics.
Are you telling me Tiger Woods needs candy and a ride on a pony?
Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that what you want to do? Go ahead, laugh. You and this other gentleman.
Well, is that what you're... Texas, and I'll give him some candy and let him ride on a pony, and then he has no more excuses.
Well, what do you mean ride on a pony in Texas? He doesn't have to go to Texas for that.
Are you serious here?
Exactly. I'm saying that the simple things about childhood are the things that we miss the most. And Tiger right now, as a young person, he's got all of this professional pressure. When does he get to sit down and eat a candy bar or ride? Yes, okay, go ahead and laugh. Or ride on a pony.
Listen.
He doesn't.
I've got professional pressure on me. I have, you know, I'm not a rich man, but I have a lot of money riding on my shoulders. 24-hour
yes,
call, 7 day a week. But that doesn't excuse infidelity.
But you've already had your pony rides, Robert. You've had your candy.
No, I haven't.
As the Bible says, when you were a boy, you thought as a boy, but now that you're a man, but Tiger hasn't had his pony ride yet.
No, wait a minute. Robert just said he hasn't had his pony ride either.
No.
And if you want to get right down to it, neither have I.
Oh, you told me your old man took you to Griffith Park.
All right. But, I mean,
I've been on my own since I was 13 years old. Nobody gave me a pony ride. Nobody bounced on their knee. But yet, I still have enough morals to know that you're not supposed to do that.
Well, that's what
Tiger's
I'm talking about.
Father.
You are older. You're older than Tiger. You're older. He doesn't know any better.
He doesn't know any better.
Oh. No, he doesn't. You do.
Why does this man, Robert, know better at 31 and Tiger doesn't at 35?
Did I just get done telling you that Tiger's mentally younger?
You got done telling me that Tiger hadn't had a pony ride, he hadn't been eating candy. Robert hasn't had a pony ride, and yet he knows more than Tiger.
Because he's older, he's more mature. Same thing with that cop. What do you do for a living, Robert, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a technical consultant in the oil field.
All right, see, technical consultants in oil fields age much quicker than golfers.
That's what you said about that cop, too. You said cops age quicker.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Forget it. You know, I hope you both live long lives, but still go to hell.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, I guess he did.
He hung up on us. Well, I appreciate your phone call, sir.
I'm sorry I upset him. But
no, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong.
I just don't understand how he can, you know...
And the other thing that guy said...
Get him off the phone. Go ahead, sir.
I just don't see how he can excuse it. I mean, you can go out on the street and ask anybody over the age of 10 if it's right or wrong to cheat on your spouse.
Pony ride.
They're
going
to be able
Have
to...
Have they had a pony ride yet?
I thought you hung up on us.
What?
I thought you hung up.
No, but he just said, ask anybody over the age of 10. I'll bet you they've had pony rides.
Anyway, Robert, thank you very much. I don't know what the pony ride represents. It's a childhood lost youth. You know, if you have your youth and if you have your childhood back, maybe your adulthood works out better, something like that. Screwy, you know.
Maybe I'll go
and candy.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. The world-famous Phil Henry, don't keep putting him back on the air, bud, okay?
What?
I keep hearing this guy.
I didn't do anything.
World-famous Phil Henry show.
I had a pony ride with a guy that...
You didn't do that, huh? 877-876-PHIL. Phil Henry Show.
Well, you lie like a rug.
Phil Henry.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can watch our live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio. In fact, I'm looking at the video right now. This earthquake yesterday in Baja, I hate to break the news, but I didn't feel it at all. I live in Southern California, and it was a 7.2, and they claimed it was felt as far north as Seattle. Guess what? No, it wasn't. That's right. No, it wasn't. Nobody in Seattle that I know felt it. And if anybody tells you they felt it up in Seattle, they're lying. Now, maybe they got it on the old seismograph or something. They didn't feel it in Seattle. Some nervous people in Seattle felt it. Some nervous types, you know. As far as the earthquake down in Baja, it was a 7.2. It tragically took the lives of three people because of collapsing walls. Now, this earthquake is supposedly 10 times stronger than the Haiti earthquake. The Haiti earthquake, as you know, took a lot of lives. So what we're talking about here is the density of population as it relates to the epicenter. The strength of an earthquake matters not. It is the epicenter and its location in relation to population that matters. We can talk all we want about 8.0 and a 9.0 and a 58 million point oh, but if there's nobody around to feel it, then guess what? Who cares? Now, three people died. That's tragic, but it is far fewer than the amount of people who obviously were killed and injured in, for instance, the Northridge quake or the Haitian quake. There was an earthquake. There was an earthquake in the Pacific Northwest. Guess what year, bud?
I don't know.
1700.
How did they know that?
Yeah. They know because of the reports from Japan. There were people in Japan who report from the villages of Japan. This was apocryphal, and it wasn't apocryphal. It was by word of mouth, the oral tradition of handing down of legends and stories, and people making eyewitness accounts of this, that there was a tsunami that hit Japan in 1700, and they were able to see from the water line and the tree growth along the Pacific Northwest that there was some kind of an event. And they've determined as the result, and this also was not only the reports from these villages in Japan, it was also reports from Aboriginal Native Indians, you know, Native Americans in the Northwest of this huge tsunami, that this quake took place in the Pacific Ocean off the northwest coast of what is now the United States in 1700. Now, that's weird. Sure, that's real weird, ain't it? But that ain't near as weird as what happened in Russia.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Well, this ain't even an earthquake.
Yeah, but I like this story. This is a great story, bud.
Yeah, but it's not an earthquake.
This is a great story. In what is it, 1916 in Russia, do you realize something happened in Russia that flattened like thousands of square miles of forest?
Yeah, man, they don't even know what happened, do they?
No, they don't know what happened. They theorize it was a comet. 1916 in Siberia. And do you know that this event in Siberia, in 1916... Now, 1916 is the 20th century. There was telegraph. There wasn't any radio. But the world was getting smaller. But still in all, in 1916, in Siberia, an event took place, an explosion of such magnitude, such enormity, that it wiped out, flattened, thousands of square miles of forest. Now, they didn't know about this. They didn't even send the first guys in for 10 years because what happened was around 1926 or 1927, there were some peoples, these tribal people that lived in this part of Russia, the Siberian waste, who began to report this thing happening. Oh, yeah, you know, and they were just travelers. Oh, yeah, something happened. It flattened. And finally, it made its way all the way to Moscow, right? And the cats in Moscow, the scientists go, what the hell are they talking? I don't know. Well, let's go in there, Charlie. They go in, and it's like it takes them years, but they finally, it didn't take them years to get there, but they got there. But it took them years to try to figure out, what the hell is this, man? They found evidence of burning. found evidence of flattened trees. They found evidence that something happened. They didn't find a crater, though, not the kind of crater that they thought they'd find from a meteorite. They decided that whatever it was, it happened in the atmosphere above the Earth. Now, this happened, folks. This isn't something that we can say, well, it's just, you know. No, no, this actually happened. This was an enormous event. They now believe some, I don't know how many years later, here we are in 2010, that this was a kind of a comet or a type of a meteorite that has a special name, but these things reach such density before they hit the Earth that they explode over the Earth. Now, how is it that these things happen over very sparsely populated areas and we only hear about them 10 years after the fact? How is it? Angels!
Really?
What do you mean, really?
Get around, man.
Well, that was our story that we couldn't get to. How about that, man? And we didn't get to any stories we didn't get to, but that's good enough. World-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is Ralph Rodriguez. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. Get a BSP, man, or you ain't nothing. You ain't jack. Until tonight or tomorrow morning, a very pleasant good morning from El Pacifico.
Meaning angels.
Phil Henry.